DHS, Wisconsin sanctuary policy shielded criminal illegal charged for killing teens in drunk driving crash. By Amy Furr on July 28, 2025. Community members in Dane County, Wisconsin, are mourning the loss of two teenagers killed in a car crash involving an illegal alien from Honduras. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, on Sunday announced an arrest detainer had been lodged against a criminal legal alien identified as Noelius Arai Martinez Avila. The suspect is accused of driving while intoxicated on July 20 and causing the wreck that killed 18-year-old Hallie Helgeson. The other victim, 19-year-old Brady Heiling, died on Friday from injuries he suffered during the crash. In a statement regarding the case, DHS Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin said the deaths happened in a sanctuary jurisdiction. Hallie Helgeson and Brady Heiling had their whole lives ahead of them. And they would still be alive today if it weren't for Noelius Arai Martinez Avila, a criminal illegal alien from Honduras. Martinez Avila recklessly drove the wrong way on a highway while intoxicated and killed these two teens. ICE has lodged an arrest detainer to remove this public safety threat from the U.S. Unfortunately, this sanctuary jurisdiction has a history of not honoring ICE arrest detainers, often leading to the release of murderers and other heinous criminals. Under Secretary Noem, these precious victims will not be forgotten, and we will fight for justice. Martinez Avila has a history of drunk driving. First responders who arrived at the scene found open beer cans in the suspect's Chevy Suburban. Law enforcement claimed they smelled alcohol on her, and she also failed the field sobriety test, for Breitbart News. At the time of the crash, Martinez had a blood alcohol level of 0.208%, more than double the legal limit of 0.08%, the article said. The report also noted, at the time of the crash, Martinez was supposed to have a device in her vehicle that prevented her from starting her car if she had been drinking. Additionally, her license had been revoked before the crash. In a social media post on Monday, DHS shared photos of the victims and said, "How many more innocent Americans must die because sanctuary politicians prioritize criminal illegal aliens over American citizens?" The recent DHS announcement said Wisconsin law enforcement charged Martinez Avila with two counts of felony vehicular homicide and impaired driving, while Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, lodged the arrest detainer for her arrest and removal from the United States. News of the teens' tragic deaths comes as President Donald Trump's administration works aggressively to find and arrest criminal illegal aliens who spread out across the country under former President Joe Biden's, D, open borders policies. In March, three illegal migrants were accused in a deadly drunk driving crash in Arlington, Texas, that resulted in the death of a 22-year-old man, Breitbart News reported at the time. On June 27, the outlet reported that the House on Thursday passed a bill that would make it legal to deport non-citizens who are convicted of driving drunk.